Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
God will never give you what He hasn't qualified you to manage. God's not going to give you some promise or something in your life without getting you qualified for it.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's get back into this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is Transformed. Change your mind, change your life. This is part two from that series. Let's go into the word today.
This diagram that lets you understand the concepts of the triune being that you are. So we are a spirit. We have, or in our inner man, a soul which is made up of three different chambers: the mind, the will, and the emotions. Outside, on the outside, as we see, is a body, our body, the outer shell, or what Paul called the earthly tabernacle, the earthen vessel, if you will. Now, when things started out in Genesis, man, Adam and Eve, walked with God in the cool of the day, and they had God consciousness day by day. They were aware of their, not only their surroundings, but they were God conscious. They were alive in their spirit. But something happened. Sin came in by their own desire and by their will. And sin is, by definition of one, disobedience to God, rebellion against God. He told you to do one thing, you did the other. And there are consequences to every decision made. Please understand that when they walked with God in the cool of the day, they had consciousness in their soul, and they enjoyed the presence of God in their body. Their mind, their will, and emotions were at peace because they were one with the Lord, with God, as they walked with Him. Fact is, it was the Garden of Eden. It was the personification of everything that God wanted for mankind to live in perpetually. But when the disobedience took place, note this. Remember what Satan said. On the way here tonight, the Spirit of the Lord was wanting me to remind this to you. That when the serpent, Lucifer, Satan, came to Eve and was provoking her to do something that was rebellious against God, and that is to take the fruit, not just that it was pleasant to the eye, not just it was able to be received, but taking it into their very being. And he said, you will not, note this, you will not surely die. Now, what took place when they ate it? They crunch into it, and a lot of times we want to call it an apple. I don't know what the fruit was. If you're deeper than that theologically, then you can have whatever you want. Grapefruit, I don't care. It was fruit. And so they ate it, all right? And the enemy lied to them and said, you shall not surely die, but you'll be like God. That's what God's afraid of. So you've got to, if you want to be like the master of your universe, then eat of this fruit and you'll become like God. You won't die. That's the point. You won't surely die. So what happened? They ate the fruit. They looked and said, we're not dead. This is the same lie purported to every person sitting in this room and those of you watching every day of your life. Go ahead and do this. You're not going to die. And because that people are living in this period, and we are in what is the dispensation of grace, we think because there is not sudden judgment, I'm still alive. It's all good. I got away with something. But you got away with nothing. Because when Adam and Eve sinned against God, they did die. But they didn't realize how horrible, that's not even the right word, but how horrible the death they just died really was. Because what they died was not in their physical body. They died in their spirit towards God. And my friends, there's a worse death than the body death. There is a spiritual death. So since Adam's time, when that God consciousness departed, okay, and the glory of the Lord departed from them, the fact is, everybody that came after, except Jesus Christ, born sinless, were born into sin, and there was a vacuum in our spirit, in our soul, for what only God could give to us. That's the reason why we were brought to a crisis. And why does it take a crisis for that? Because while our body may be world conscious out there, it's not, please note this, it's not until the convicting power of the Holy Spirit penetrates our mind, will, and emotions to our spirit that we become aware of our sinful, empty, void state. Are y'all with me? That's called conviction. And let me just say to you, conviction is a good thing. Condemnation is a bad thing. The devil always condemns, and how do I know it's condemnation? There's no hope of a return to God. It's always just condemning and leaving you out on the garbage heap to die. If it's conviction, the Holy Spirit will say, don't do this, come back to Jesus. Did you hear what I just said? I'm teaching right now. Y'all with me? Wave your hand at me. I can't tell from some of your faces. Okay, good. All right, and all you out there, you better stay awake, is all I'm saying. Okay, so this void is in the life of every human being that came after Adam. Why then? I dare you to go to your favorite. Listen, I run into people right now, they're beside themselves right now because football season starts this weekend. I talked to somebody today. We talked a little something about, they said, some of our family members are Alabama fans. I ran into them in the doctor's office today, and I told them, that's just a disease, Alabama is. That's just infection all the way through. Don't woe me. You're what? Biggest woe coming out of my wife up here. You're a Gator fan. What's wrong with you? Anyway, I dare you to go to your favorite football game and sit there with your hands folded without any emotion whatsoever. People would turn around and look at you and wonder, what is wrong with you? What's wrong with you? They just scored a touchdown. The whole place is lit up, standing up, throwing everything. And you're sitting there like a wart on a pumpkin? Why? Because what we love involves our mind, will, and emotion. So the Holy Spirit, when he is moving to convict us, it involves our mind, will, and emotion, but it doesn't take effect, my friends, until he penetrates the spirit of man. Are you hearing me? So when you came to Christ, whatever that was that brought you, because your mind, will, and emotions were all caught up in the moment that you gave your life to Jesus Christ. That's the reason why you cried, you trembled, you fell on your knees, it was emotional, you felt all these kind of different feelings going on as God was transforming your life in a moment of salvation. In a moment of deliverance. Boom. A moment of deliverance. That was a glorious day. Would you not say that? Wasn't it a great day when the burdens of sin was lifted off your shoulder and you felt clean for the first time in your life? I'm just going to ask you, is anybody still thankful of that day? That's what I want to know. Now let me get, oh my God, I feel my preach helping in here. Let me just tell you something. Don't you ever, ever, ever forget that day. Mark it in your Bible, write it on your forehead, put it on your mirror. Don't you ever forget the day that Jesus Christ rolled your sins away and everything became brand new. Now, the reason why some of you are not saying amen right now is because since that day, Let's just say it's been some rough seasons, some ups and some downs. Lost my temper, whatever. All of that is involved in your mind, will, and emotion. But I would just want you to know something. It doesn't take effect until it hits your spirit. Are you with me? Don't mistake emotions for a transformation of your spirit. Because some days, well, you got to be old enough to know this. Some days you feel like a nut, and some days you don't. Some days I feel saved, and some days I don't. And if my salvation was based on my emotions, then I would be up and down like a Six Flags roller coaster. But how do I know that I know that I know that I know that I know? Because there's been a transformation. I am now God conscious on the inside. All things have passed away. How do I know that I know that I know? I know that I know because every time I do something in my mind, will, and emotion, and in my body that's contrary to this, the Holy Spirit speaks to me. That's right. Amen. And tells me, hey, don't do that, do this. Amen. Now, up until that day, you had no little voice. Still small voice. Up to that point, you didn't have anything there. So you said, I'm fine. Problem was, when Jesus came in and the Spirit of God came in conversion, the Holy Spirit came in conversion. Okay? When Jesus came in, his Spirit came in to regenerate you. Reorganize the genes, your DNA spiritually. Are you with me? When he came in and took over, that's when the conflict began. Up to that point, your mind, will, and emotions did whatever you wanted to do. And you felt good about it. And don't tell me how to live. I'll live my life what I want. And then Jesus came in and rearranged the furniture on you. Are you with me? Just a question. Are you still glad about it? Even though, only got half hands right there. Even though it's a struggle sometimes, even though you got to fight devils that you never had to fight when you were out in sin, well, no wonder you were a devil. Right? You had no control over anything. You did whatever you wanted to do. It's critical for us to understand this because when Jesus came into your life, he didn't just come in as Savior. He did in that moment, save me. Oh, save me, Jesus. Boom. He saved you by faith. You didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to flip backwards. Signing a card didn't mean nothing. By faith, you received him, and by faith, he took you. And he didn't ask you to clean up before that. Boy, that right there is worth praising God for. Because you know how nasty you were. See, you can't talk it up in here because everybody's around. And if you really tell your real testimony, you're afraid somebody on your seat right now might slide down to the other side. That's the reason why they're sitting way out on the periphery over here. I'm just saying to you that change took place in a moment. But now I've got to work out my salvation with fear and trembling.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.